We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Got a lot of things going on this weekend. All day, Dan Day. We've got Inter Miami got their second game this Saturday night at home again, right? Tomorrow night, Fort Lauderdale.
That is correct. Necaxa.
See if they keep winning. Messi, what a story! What a story continues. I give all older superstars. I mean, some people think he might be the greatest soccer player of all time, or football player of all time, and the fact that he has come here, because there's been guys take shots at him. We've heard some shots about, you know, you've lost, you're playing in that weak league, and you're not playing some of the other leagues. The fact that he goes out and dominates, no matter where he plays, and he still wants to play.
He plays all 90 minutes. He's not just going in there for a half.
He was mad. He didn't get a chance to play, and he says, when I got a rhythm going, I want to keep playing, and I've got it going right now, and has a couple of beautiful assists the other night, including at the end of the game to be the game winner, set up a teammate. It says a lot. It says it. Every time I see him, I think of like Roger Federer or one of those great tennis players. They still even – and Djokovic. Djokovic's 38 years old. He's still – now, I don't know if he's going to win a major again because he's got to win an extra set in those majors. It's not two out of three. It's three out of five. And he said, hey, as you go into these, the deeper you go, the more sets you play. And it kills me at my age. And he breaks down and everything else. But fact is, he's still playing at a high, high friggin' level. And for all this, LeBron James, another one, still playing at a high, high friggin' level. So those guys, man, I got great respect for Messi and what he's doing. I still don't quite understand the money thing, how they continue. He's got one of his teammates now from Argentina that was on the World Cup team with him. I don't know how they do that with the money, with the borrow or lend or but they got different rules or something than everybody else.
That stadium going up real fast too.
Oh no! Well, the Moss family.
Every time
they happen to be in that business.
Every time you drive by it, it's
yeah,
got,
right.
It's
it looks a, like it. It's got it looks like level. They're saying it's going to be ready in 2 months, right? Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 4 months tops.
They did that Fort Lauderdale. That thing went up. We've all watched how slow and we're 6 months behind. It's going to cost all the. Not that thing.
Yeah,
that thing when they built that thing from weeds at the old Lockhart Stadium to what it is now. I see why people hire him, and you see those Moss trucks all over the place.
Man, that stadium, you blink. Every time you blink, it's bigger. It's bigger, oh, better, it's, closer to finish.
Oh, no, it's going to be, and it's going
to
make.
When is it expected to open?
Next year. For next
season?
Next season.
Next year.
Okay.
And by the way, there's going to be an extension to the guy we're talking about is going to be a big part of it. Messi.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a 2- and 3-year extension
see,
on Inter-Miami.
Did you see this? I don't know if you saw this one. They had the value of Inter-Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's value more than the Marlins baseball team. It's over $1 billion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surprise.
What?
Yeah.
How's it?
It's over $1 billion.
MLS team, $1 billion.
They have a couple, and they're one of them.
Wow.
They had value. They had that Forbes list. And I was blown away because it seemed like it was just like $500 million, and he comes in, merchandise, everything with it, the team, the player. I mean, he's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that because we've seen soccer come and go and fail so many times down here.
Well, if you watch, and we don't always get to see the games on TV here. You got to pay for it, but they're packed and they're loud. It's 22,000 that are – is 22,000 sound right?
Yeah, it's around there.
They got they're into it.
Mm.
They're building up something. And listen, they got I call them the Barcelona brothers. They got all those guys from Barcelona. They got some of his teammates now from Argentina.
I haven't done it. I haven't gone. I was waiting for the Messi hype to die down, but I need to go.
I don't
out
think
there.
It dies down.
Yeah, I'm learning.
I don't know what percentage of people. If you were to ask everybody, like, hey, you go to are you an Inter Miami fan, or are you going because of Messi? A lot of people are going, hey, stars come in town. They go, their ass gets out there. They're calling David Beckham. Hey, David, can you give me a couple of seats? I want to watch. And they want a picture, and they want the whole deal. And he seems real happy down here. And look like he's looking to leave South Florida. He likes.
Hey, he don't even have to talk to the media. He just goes out and plays soccer.
You're right. He didn't have to be followed around by
everybody. He don't have to live by any rules.
He didn't have the pressure of playing for PSG or Barcelona, big teams. And
Joe, to your point, the tickets for the FC Cincinnati game where he got suspended, before he was suspended, $100 on the secondary market. After he got suspended, $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it took, the Moss brothers got it done. They said it. We kind of rolled our eyes like he just won a World Cup. He ain't coming back. He going to keep playing on the big teams. And he got it. He got it done. Jorge and Jose got that thing done, man. Nothing but great respect for what they've done. And that team they're with, I mean, they're, it's fun to watch. That 2-1 with all the scoring opportunities and just
are they getting any closer to an MLS championship though?
Yes.
Okay.
Now Atlanta knocked them out early last year, and that was a big disappointment. That's been the biggest disappointment since he's been here. But they should win it with what they have and what they just added. They should win it.
Yeah. No excuses.
Now, I'm talking about those guys got to stay healthy, and they do. They make sure.
Didn't he have some health issues at the end of the season?
He did. He gets banged up, but boy, when he's rolling and says I'm feeling good.
Yep.
He those 37-year-old legs look pretty good. What he can do with a soccer ball in front of him is incredible. It's incredible whether he's passing or scoring. Things he does is just it's fun to watch. It never gets old. Never grew up with the sport. Never gets old watching what he does. It's incredible. Hey, I know we got a lot more stuff to get. How many of you guys out there last night watched Chargers and the Lions? NFL back, getting a little fix. Some of you dummies probably tried to put a bet in on that, which I'll never understand why you put a bet in on something where guys are just coming back. But some of you did. Some of you went to that Hard Rock app last night and placed it, but Lions turned it over 5 times. You saw all the bad plays you hope your team doesn't have. Well, unless the pick six, fumble, punt, kickoff return, fumble. Yeah, Lions did not. They look like they're just coming back. That's what they look like with their group. And, of course, the Chargers put it on them 34-7. All right. Want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning here on a Friday. Yep. Could happen this weekend that you have an air conditioning problem, or you have the water heater go out, and or you have a plumbing problem. And I'm just going, hey, listen, I just want to let you know Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is ready to take really, really good care of you. Great service, man. 36, almost 37 years now. God, I can't believe Big Daddy started that long ago. Well, we lost Big Daddy, but we didn't lose. And boy, the company just continues to grow, get better, better people, trained and certified technicians, licensed, experienced plumbers. I tell everybody, we've got 135 trucks on the road every day. Guys are working on Saturday and Sunday. So if you have an air conditioning problem or you need a new air conditioning unit, we've got a warehouse full of water heaters and air conditioning units, all different sizes for you. And the goal is always to get it in and get in same day installation. We have financing plans to help you out. Bottom line is we just got really good people working. It's always about great service. Let's be honest, man. It's hot and humid. Nobody wants a hot house or business or anything else right now. And Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is going to take care of all those problems quickly. Hey, I want to let you know that next time you have a problem and you're looking around, there's a lot of different choices out there. But there's only one Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You've seen the billboards. And I will just tell you this, man, next time you have a problem, got nothing to lose and everything to gain, give them a shot. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Tell them we're best friends.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back. As just listening here as Coach McDaniel's talking to the media and then taking the team out here in about 30 or 40 minutes,
yep.
And we'll back out on the field. And Omar's going to be heading out a little while. We got Mike Florio going to join us later on in the show. We'll talk to Mike about all NFL things going on, hold in, hold out. I got to tell you, man, it was my son. And he's really good, not happy with his contract. I said, hey, man, I don't know if you've seen this. Maybe hard to do sometimes. But you do hold in and you save $50,000
a day. Dumb.
Why?
The holdout is the dumbest thing ever.
Why? And to make a point. So the next thing you can do is what? Tell. I see McLaurin is now saying he wants to be traded.
Yeah. You could have saved yourself $250,000 and just showed up and said that day one and not worked. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're not. Okay. If you hold out, you're getting the team's attention. Well, aren't you getting the team's attention if you hold in? Okay, if you hold out, the media is talking about you. Well, is costing yourself $250,000, and this is Trey Hendrickson and Terry McLaurin, was costing yourself $250,000 worth holding
no.
out?
How,
holding
That's why out? Trey Hendrickson finally, his age, somebody got said, hey, Bro. Trey,
yeah.
you need to get back. We're down about $250,000 or
$200,000. That's money that you could support your family with.
Lord, that's crazy.
That's a new house for mom.
You don't get that back, huh?
You don't, can't negotiate. And it's not recent. Yes, they cannot.
Wow.
They cannot. And I have no idea why the NFLPA allowed the owners to put that in their contract. None. Zero.
Well, I'm always amazed with the way this is structured, why every guy's not just out there. Even if you're miserable or walking around and the coach got to answer questions and he's getting frustrated.
Yep. Just
to me, you make a better point doing that than out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely. No question. If you're going to skip one day, like it never ever made sense to me. And why you skip minicamp? Just show up.
I'm just going to follow up with
just
that.
Show up and talk. Why cost yourself $100,000 to make a point that you want a new contract? Why? Just show up and talk. We trust me. We want to talk to you. We'll get your message across.
Hey, Omar, before you go out there today, and I'll see you this weekend out there, you think the team, as in the coaches, are as concerned as the media about the two areas, the backup offensive lineman and and the cornerback?
We've only signed two offensive linemen and three cornerbacks in 7 days, so yeah, I'm pretty sure they're concerned.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Three offensive linemen.
Well, when guys go down, you're going to add guys.
No, yes. No. They started adding before guys went down. Well, I guess Liam Eikenberg. Yeah, but come on. Okay, you're getting injuries at that area, but you weren't good.
So
to
this
begin
weekend,
with.
Do you when you're out there, do you ask that question? Because I'm guessing they're going to say that's way too early.
I'm going to wait until after Chicago. How they perform against Chicago, and I agree with Poupart. And this is probably the hardest year for me to evaluate this team. Hard. It's very hard. Because you have no idea what you're looking at against. And I usually have a good basis of understanding what I'm looking at. I don't know, and I won't know until we start seeing joint practices. I just, you know, because this O-line could develop chemistry.
Yeah.
And they could be mowing people down, and I just don't know it yet.
Well, I think the front five's really good. I mean, solid. I think there's upside to it.
There's upside to it. James Daniels is looking better every day. I'm not as high on Jonah as everybody else is. I still need to see more. Austin is struggling. But Austin, I'm so used to seeing Austin struggle that I'm fine with it.
I agree with your backup, and unfortunately, we have played with 8-9 guys more than 1 year. We've been hit.
I don't think
center.
You could tell me a year in the years that I've covered this team where you have not played with guy 7 and guy 8.
Yeah,
if not guy 9.
Way too much.
Yeah,
and then you turn on a Buffalo Bills game and they're playing the same 5 guys. And talking about it, like, yeah, well, I'll tell you what. And so, yeah, and James Cook running again. There he goes, to the left, to the right, up the middle. Hell, they're playing with an extra offensive lineman as tackle.
You know what, Joe, and I would like to address this before I leave, because we so much harp on what's wrong and what needs to be fixed and areas of concern. There are a lot of things that are going well. Like,
Give me the top things.
Oh, Tua looks like he's taking another step. He looks like he's taking the Jared Goff step. Remember, Jared Goff wasn't Jared Goff with the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff was a guy that a Super Bowl contender dumped because they felt like they could do better with Matt Stafford. He struggled early in Detroit, and then he became Jared Goff. Tua's cleaning up a lot of things, and he's not even pleased with his play right now. But I can tell you, this is probably some of the most efficient quarterback play. Yeah. It reminds me a lot of
Chad. I like his whole attitude. I just like the way he's taken over this team.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Chad Pennington. His chemistry with Tyreek, with Jalen Waddle, taking another step. I love what D. Eskridge is doing. I again say, you know, I'm sorry. I would like to see him work with ones.
Well, you got early, man. It's been seven practices.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll make sure you're not hitting the button yet.
No. But
hitting that red button.
I'm not panicking. I mean, I would like to see him. Why should he be ahead of Malik Washington? Because of what? I mean, why should Malik Washington be ahead of him? Because of what? Status? No. Draft status? No. What? D. Eskridge was a second round pick. Experience?
Think,
no.
I think you're talking about Nick?
No, I'm talking about Malik Washington. I like guys. I don't want you to get nothing because your draft status or
so
your money.
So you're not a Malik fan.
Nick, I'm not even talking about Nick. Nick makes this roster, it's just because he's owed $2 million.
I think
he's
Malik did enough last year to get the benefit of the doubt for the
team. He did.
They going, wow, his upside in
it
year
is.
Two.
It yeah. is. Okay, show me on the field. Why? I want. Maybe you need to go start playing with Zach Wilson so you can make the plays that D. Eskridge is making. Because maybe the quarterback's not looking at you as much, and you're probably having a quiet camp because, you know, he's got to feed Tyreek and he's got to feed Waddle. But
that's always going to be like that. That ain't changing this year.
I know that ain't changing. But you know, Tua's got. I want to see what the potential is. I do. I D. Eskridge is making plays. Every day, just about every day, not every day.
But hey, he's helping his stock.
Yeah,
and he's going to be there. He'll probably be a top four receiver.
But for me, Willie Gay and Dotson, I'm switching it up. I'm taking a look see. Nothing personal. I just want to see.
Well, first of all, Dotson played for Weaver last year and led the team in interceptions.
Okay, that's cool.
That counts.
How's he doing at camp right now?
They seem fine with he and Jordan Brooks, but yeah. Willie Gay's going to be in that rotation. They're going to play him.
I agree, but why are we not taking a look-see? Why are we not?
I think you're reading in way too much into the Willie Gay thing with Tyrell Dotson. I do. Let's wait. Just.
Do me a favor.
Get the opener will be before you know. We'll be here in September.
Safety. Okay. I know they're going to go with Elijah Campbell because he's the veteran. He's the reliable guy. But you got four young safeties out there?
You think Elijah Campbell will start?
Probably.
I don't think.
No, right now, because of Ashton being down, unless he starts practicing in the next 2 weeks.
I think Afatu's going to start with.
I agree, but he's got to get healthy first. But right now, it's going to be iffy. I mean, right now it's going to be Elijah. And I'm not saying that Elijah does or doesn't deserve it, but I want to see an audition. Give me some options. Let me test it out. Let Minka work on his chemistry with some other guys. Work on communication. I remember Jimmy Wilson.
You act like they just randomly put him out there, though, Omar.
They go based on status. Status and money and draft pick and, this is, you know, the veteran guy. Nah, man. I've been here long enough.
You don't think the best players play?
No.
You act like this is a little league team. That's exactly what I was talking about.
It is.
My neighbor was out, and he was the coach, and his kid wasn't very good. And his kid played, and everybody's going, why we got all these good players, and you're playing your kid. He's killing us.
I could tell you every single competition that Mike McDaniel's had in 4 years. Julian Hill lost – I mean, Durham Smythe lost his job to Julian Hill. Liam Eichenberg lost his job to Isaiah Wynn. That's it.
Durham Smythe. Lost that job dropping footballs last year.
Okay, but he lost it. That's it. We've got two battles in 4 years. Two. Now you get a cornerback battle where it's anybody's guess what's going on over there.
That's
going
to be open.
Yeah. You know, like, bro, 4 years?
I want you to ask.
Four years, Joe.
Don't forget that
question. Not even Anthony Walker Jr. when he was outperforming – what's his name? David Long. did they even let him battle?
Well, David Long, next thing you know, he just got cut.
Yeah, and Anthony Walker Jr. started playing in the defense tighten. They don't let anybody compete for nothing.
As soon as they found out David Long couldn't cover anybody, that was icing on the cake when guys were running around wide open.
I could have told you Anthony Walker Jr. was better than him in training camp. And people who follow me know that. Like, they don't let anybody battle for anything. And that's 4 years. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, Matt, when the Skyler finally got to compete with Mike White. Three battles in four years, Joe. Think about that. Four years.
I don't know. I'm working off you because I don't know.
If y'all can name another battle, please do. But this isn't new for me. I've written about this. This is a problem for Mike. Like, everybody's just gifted everything.
You're blaming Mike for the whole team again.
Yes, I am. Because it's his team. You create the culture. No, players create the culture. But players aren't going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, we don't want anybody competing for any jobs.
You don't think players know who the best players are and who should play?
Players always do, but that doesn't mean that's who's out there. Players always know, but that does not mean that's who's out there.
I just remember when a veteran player thought he was slow getting to Dan Marino his rookie year.
Yeah.
And some guys said, hey, we're struggling offensively with Dave Woodley. We literally couldn't get first downs, and we were getting hammered.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl. And goes, hey, this guy's been coming in the second half, and he's marching up and down the field, and it can't just be the prevent defense because we're down so much. And Shu saw that everybody could see, and I don't think he really wanted to throw in a rookie quarterback, no matter how good he was.
Yeah.
The best damn thing he ever did. But I don't know. Sometimes guys see it, and guys go to their position coach and go, hey, man, we ain't playing the best guys.
And Mike will listen. I know there have been changes because Mike
listens. I want you to ask Anthony Weaver that question, though. Don't forget that.
I am going to ask him because this is bothering me. It does bother you. They don't have to earn nothing. The depth chart stays exactly from OTAs to regular season.
But you would agree most guys that are lining up at one, you expected and you would agree with the moves. Guys are lined
for
up draft, at one.
For draft status.
Well, starting five on the offensive line.
Yeah.
That's a bad example.
I mean, yeah, and Kenneth Grant and, you know, okay, but what happens? I'm not saying that this has happened. What happens if Jordan Phillips was outperforming Kenneth Grant? It's not happening.
Well, he's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I know. But what happens if he was? Would you say Jordan Phillips needs to be moved to the ones? Or would you say, nah, that draft status we spent on him, we got to justify it.
The big number one's going to get every chance to be good, yeah.
I'm
from that school.
I know.
That signing bonus and that pick where he got picked, that's got priority stamped all over it.
I want the guy out there making plays. And I don't see – if the guy out there is making plays, Willie Gay is in the starting unit right now.
I'm just going to say one thing to you, too. If you're playing really football
– mm-hmm.
You're not going to play. Somebody's going to go, hey, this has been going on, coach, 3 weeks. This guy's killing us.
That's how Eichenberg lost his job.
And that's how guys lose their jobs.
Yes.
And sometimes it does take that. I agree.
Yeah.
At every level for every year, going back 50 years ago.
David Long, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But Jordan Poyer was playing poopoo football. He ain't never lose his job.
I think he always lined up in the right place, and he had great communication. He doesn't make any plays.
All right.
No, just, listen, man. I agree. I'm always amazed when one of the great stats of all time for me is that two safeties play all year and don't have one interception. When all the footballs that are overthrown on crossing routes or they accidentally throw one down the middle.
I don't even think they got close to one either.
No, actually, Poyer put his hand on one and batted it down going down the middle in the red zone.
Man, that was, I mean – I don't see it right now either. To be honest with you, nobody's really making plays. We still got two interceptions in training camp.
Yeah.
No, I think there might be a third.
But there should be more guys getting their hands on on the football. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to do. I got you're fired up about Mike giving guys job. You're not even blaming Anthony Weaver. I think Weave's going, hey man, Omar, I run this damn defense. I let coach know what's going on, but he paid me a coordinator.
Right.
I'm making a lot of money, and I make these decisions.
You're right.
And I'm all now, all of a sudden, I'm getting interviews for head coaching job. Like, they're glad to have me back. I did a good job last year. That's on me.
You're right. I should blame Weaver for this, and I'm going
to
get at
You're
it.
You're going to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
All right, and don't ask him about Atlantic Men's Clinic. He's still a young guy, but I got to tell you, man, ED and low T is a real thing. A lot of guys are going through it. Sex drive is down. Your energy level is shot. You just find yourself moody, not sleeping well, stressed out, all these things. You're going, why am I going through this? Well, probably got low T, and with it, if it's hit and miss in bed and the sex drive is just gone, you have full-blown ED and low T. It happens to every guy, every man, black, white, doesn't matter. It hits every man at some point. So if you're out there in your 40s, it's happening, 50s, it's happening, 60s, 70s, you're usually, that's just full-blown and you just don't care. But if you still care, and so here's what happens. When you lose your energy, now you're not working out. You're eating the same amount of food. You gain quick 20 pounds, and that's frustrating. Looking down at that belly, and it just bothers the hell out of you. But the sex drive thing, now all of a sudden, old Friday night used to be fun at the after a nice date night, and that all of a sudden is just nothing's happening. Hey, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic's going to knock out low T and ED. They're going to explain everything to you. The best thing you can do, Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday is what I like to call it. I want to let you know they'll do the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They'll give the results, and they're going to put together a plan that's perfect for you. It is made for you. We've got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. I got great results 13, 14 months ago. I've been telling the world, everybody listens. They asked me. Somebody came up to me at football the other day. I said, do it. It'll be the best thing you ever did. If you care and it's still important to you, and you want to get more out of life, whatever age you are, 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Again, a brand new location in Hollywood. Great results are waiting for you, and it happens quickly when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, and we are back here on a Friday, man, and nobody out there can mess up your Friday. So much going on. Canes back at practice. We'll be out there next Thursday.
Do they have any practices open to the public, Canes? No or no? Just
I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Family, you know what's been the biggest difference through the years? When I practice, families never came out to watch practice. They come out for the spring football game on the weekend. Everybody fly in town or drive in town and come see their son play or their, you know, you bring the whole family. A lot of families go out to practice now.
Okay.
Like you go out there and you'll stand next to, and I've met more great, you know, some really nice parents. And Reuben Baines got just – mother and father just unbelievable, and he's one of the best players, as you know. He's you know, school Central, Miami Central kid, and so yeah, the parents go out there. Not only do they go out there, but they allow them to get close enough, like when they're doing drills and stuff. Spring football too. They go, hey, we want you to be able to see how we're coaching your son.
Okay.
And how we talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And
nothing to hide. I like that.
It's just different. You know, it used to be our practices and professionally we're kind of private.
I hear the media can't see anything. They used to let me see everything. They had nothing to hide back in the day. And when they were great, they want you to see everything.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Some of those teams were.
Yeah.
I see some of those guys. I see Vernon Carey, and I go, damn, Vernon. Vernon was part of that big number one class, wasn't he? I think he was all the first round picks. And then I saw Bryant McKinney, and we talked to him, and I was thinking, God, that he played on that Rose Bowl team. Oh, my God, that team was loaded across
Eric
the board.
Winston and Romberg. Yeah, they had, I mean. They were good everywhere.
It wasn't, you know, you go, well, that was kind of quarterback you. And you go, no, quarterback you.
No.
Linebacker you. It was tight end you. It was defensive tackle you.
Kevin Beard's out there coaching now. And remember him as a player. I used to cover him.
High School guy?
They had nothing to hide. And I'm disappointed that they don't treat the media the same way. During the Paul D, and I know that's a name that people – don't really like or respect.
I always like Paul D.
I like Paul D.
I know Paul D.
They acted like a professional team in the city because they had to. And
well, they are a professional team now.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. They are definitely. They pay like a professional team. Yeah.
Everybody's getting paid.
They
now.
Act like they had to act like a professional team, and they treated the media like they were a professional team. So, I hope they get back to those days of
not gonna do that.
No, what do you mean? No. I'm not talking about media. Just get back to those days of where they're a college football player.
I don't know if it can ever happen again like that.
I didn't say like that. I just need them to be a college football power. There's no reason they shouldn't be what Clemson is. None.
Yes. Okay. None. That's fair. Yes.
None.
Yes, I agree. I don't disagree with that. But you're also putting the other group in there, and I agree. The Ohio States and
I didn't say they got to be at Ohio States and Michigan's. They should be in the ACC championship every year or every other year.
Yes,
and it would be nice if you actually finally won one.
We haven't been in the ACC very often.
Nope,
in the ACC championship game, and that before we start talking about getting one of those 12 spots.
Yep.
And soon 16 spots. You got to get to the ACC game. We got to get to that game,
mm-hmm.
and that should be the goal.
Priority number one.
SMU just joined, and they were in it against Clemson.
SMU has no business being further than you.
Rhett
as a
Lashley
program.
Took that group, and by the way, they're one of the favorites again this year, and they might every year.
They back the paying players.
Well,
back in the day.
Not only that, but SMU took a lot of guys transferred. To be with Rhett Lashley, and they played their ass off. They had some guys that were really good players.
Yeah,
at SMU, what a run they made, and then lost it. And Clemson, it's always about Clemson, man. You gotta knock them off, and everybody says this team's better than the one they have, including Klubnik at quarterback, first round quarterback that they have, and they're loaded at wide receiver. So you're gonna. Hey, they've tried to strengthen that position at cornerback, and we'll find out. They hit the transfer portal
mm-hmm.
hard on it. They got some guys coming back.
Shouldn't be hard to find a cornerback down here in South Florida.
Will you stop
now?
With that?
Should not be hard.
You know you own that one. You own that one. You go to the park and find a cornerback.
I'm telling you right now, I bet you Luther Campbell can get me about three cornerbacks for the Dolphins right now. Find me three. I promise you.
You go at it with Uncle Luke. And now of all guys.
No. Because I know Luke is connected. I know Luke know where to find him. Luke
ain't thinking about kids at the park right now. He trying to figure out how to get this.
I don't know how he, and
top.
I don't support this, but Luke started some beef with Bluestein. I don't know how you got a beef with Bluestein.
Yeah, why would that?
I don't know.
I didn't know that. When did that start?
I just woke up this morning, and it was on my Twitter.
They going back and forth?
No, Blue is not going back and forth.
It was just Luke going at him.
I'm about to call Luke and be like, stand down. Bluestein's a harmless man. Bluestein's a nice guy. But he's like, I know your skeletons in your closet. And I was like, what is this about?
He said Blue's got skeletons?
Yeah. I don't know what happened or what this is about, or maybe it's Edison or related.
Well, it's got to be Edison, something with Edison.
Yeah.
Because he's got a really good team.
Okay.
Edison's got a really good football team.
Okay. I respect that.
I think he's got a quarterback coming. It's really good. And then on top of that, listen, man. Everything Blue does is good for high school down here.
Blue's harmless.
He's not doing controversial stuff. Yeah. He's not. He didn't want to get involved in the Teddy thing. He had his thoughts. He didn't want to get involved in the Central thing the year before with the player that wasn't eligible. It was, too many semesters, 19. And no, he didn't want to get involved.
Hey.
He didn't want to get involved.
Yeah.
There was some stuff going on in Monarch High School. He calls me one day. He goes, oh, man, can you leave? He doesn't want to get into that stuff about – coach getting in trouble and people getting cars.
We should just be focused on getting kids to college. That's all it is.
That's all he does. That's
I know.
All he cares about.
I know.
He doesn't care who wins the 7A, 8A, 4A. He doesn't care about that. He likes certain coaches because he's close to certain guys through the years. But Blue's good. Blue's good for inner city.
I know.
Blue's good for Trask Powell. Blue's good for. He doesn't have favorite kids. He's for all of them.
He's for all the kids in this community. I agree with you.
I think he stayed good friends with Teddy Bridgewater and all the rest of them going back.
Blue's a good man. So, stand down, Luke. I don't know what he did.
If Luke needs somebody to, go at it with, just you're always
I'm
there.
Always available. But he's on Shador Sanders, the Dolphins. And I can understand where he's coming from. The Dolphins, they chose Jordan Phillips over Shador Sanders. They thought about it, debated it, discussed it, and chose Jordan Phillips. And they need a defensive tackle more than they need a third quarterback. And they had their eyes on Quinn Ewers. Okay, they got him. So now, if Shador goes on and becomes a solid NFL starter, and I don't think he's getting much reps in Cleveland.
Well, I just saw the comments. You must have seen him, too, where he said, Dad, don't come to practice. I'm not getting that many reps. I don't want to waste your time. Don't yeah. come.
No. It's five quarterbacks in camp. We know what the time was. He was the last one drafted. They drafted a guy, Daniel Gibson.
Hey, man. I don't know him at all. I root for the kid.
Yeah, I root for the kid, too.
Everything's been said about him and over the top.
I
want to see. I want to see how it turns out for him. I'm sure he's made mistakes.
Yes, he's made mistakes.
The way he's handled things, mm-hmm.
and his father have not handled things properly.
Doesn't mean you don't root for a guy that's.
I root for him. The problem is, I wouldn't have drafted him from Miami because he would have been a distraction all of camp. He would have been a circus. And
so you'd rather Cleveland go through that whole thing?
Absolutely.
And not,
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, it's a mess here. Let Cleveland have him.
Yeah. I mean, think about the Quinn Ewers. Come on. You know, he had two good days, and now we're talking about, making the number two quarterback.
Imagine, you guys all wrote that stuff. You guys stroked him pretty good.
Listen, to me, you know what it's about. It's about competition. And I don't like the fact that Zach Wilson is gifted a number two job. He should have to earn the number two job. So what? What?
This thing is going to go on and on. It's not even close.
You don't know if it's close or it's not close.
Zach Wilson, he knows the potential of Zach Wilson.
Okay, great. Did the 49ers know the potential of Brock Purdy? Did the 49ers know potential of Brock Purdy till they put him in there and saw?
Yeah, the Trey Lance thing didn't work out.
Okay, well, and they just moved on.
They said, hey, we've seen enough.
Brock Purdy came in there and Brock was balling.
Oh, I saw it when it started. I got up close.
Brock was balling. And you don't know until you elevate these guys. And I hate that about.
What's the chance they're going to throw out a rookie quarterback?
Why not? Why not give him? We'll get an opportunity to see him in the exhibition season. I don't see any harm in moving him to the number two unit.
So you just got on guys for giving two great practices, and you're all over the guy.
No.
You might as well date him.
I want to see what happens, Joe. I want to see what happens when you got a better line in front of you and you got better weapons. I want to see what happens.
Well, you're going to get to see both those guys play a lot of football.
I will.
They will be a lot, and two will be over on the side and
Cheering them on.
Hey, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Omar, you taking off on me? You leaving
me?
All right.
I got to get practice, Joe.
Yeah, all right. And I'll see you this weekend.
Fans, if you want to go, practice is open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 a.m.
So how's that work if you don't have it? Don't you have to get ticket first? We don't even know.
Just go, man.
Just go. All right, Omar says just show up. Show up.
Tell him Omar said I'm good.
Oh, there you go. That's just what you need. That's just what you need, telling everybody what
hey,
to go out there.
I want to see those stands filled.
I do too.
The players want to see those stands filled. I'm tired of seeing empty stands.
Yeah.
For practice, come on, man. It's free.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing. I'm with you. All right, thanks, Omar. Hey, got to talk to some guys out there about some serious stuff going on. Some real life stuff that can hit you hard. I mean really hard. Anxiety, depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten out of hand. You've been using that, and that just doesn't work. Every guy that's tried it will tell you, hey, now that's not the answer either. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you and what you're going through. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Boy, they talk about support that you need to really get out of that funk. That's what it's all about. Most insurance is accepted. You need a reset. Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.